107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is great to be joined by City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma on this beautiful Wednesday. Martin, good to see you.
Good morning, Jamie. It's always a blessing to be in the house here.
And Martin, it's been a while since we've chatted, so we've got lots to talk about. We have, of course, a very somber or...
Sobering.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and you know, certainly something that, as a mayor, you never want to address, but it's important to address. As you know, and all of our residents know about the tragic event that happened last Thursday night, and when I got the report, it was certainly like, okay, we know we're never immune to this as any size of municipality, but you never believe Stratford, Ontario is going to be the, you know, the location where, you know, deaths will happen as a result of firearm use, and certainly, it's been a difficult time, and a difficult time for, you know, family and friends, loved ones of the individuals that have lost their lives. You know, certainly difficult time for our first responders, you know, whether it's paramedics, whether it's individuals at Stratford General Hospital, our police services, the forensic individuals. These are difficult times, and difficult times for the entire street. And so, you know, and you know, I had a chance to be interviewed, and it went across the nation, and I had calls and emails from across Canada saying best wishes. You know, so Monday morning I took the opportunity. I didn't want to be in the way and in the limelight during, you know, during the early hours. And so Monday I took the chance of just walking the street early Monday morning and just engaging with individuals that were, you know, out doing their regular thing, whether it was front coffee on a front porch, sitting and chatting with neighbors, one person cleaning a car, another individual walking a dog, kids out on the sidewalk with chalk. Some normalcy there, but certainly a walk just to let people know that I care and we're thinking about them. So, you know, we have lots of work in our community to do, but, a couple residents, their conversation really resonated that they believe their street and our community is still a safe place to live. So certainly my thoughts are continue to be with them, and you know, we trust that we as a community will come together and continue to address challenges around mental health, challenges around neighborhood conflicts and addressing those in the appropriate way.
Okay, thank you so much for that, Martin. Again, our hearts do go out for all those affected by that event. And we've got lots on the agenda, lots of updates, news and information. Let's talk about a long-term care update.
As you know, we are not unlike any other community across Ontario with regards to long-term care and providing of housing. Let's talk about housing in general. And this is one type of housing. And so council, and this has been going on for several years now. It reaches back into our previous council where, you know, the development of a new facility for long-term care. And so at our last council meeting, we approved the sale of land on Vivian Line for the construction of at least 160 beds. A public meeting is going to be coming up with regards to that on August the 12th. But as you recall, we lost 60 beds in that flood on Mornington Street some years ago. And then the government came back with, okay, you have those 60 and we're going to add another 100. And I can still remember Randy Petipe standing in Queen's Park addressing this. And that's how far this reaches back. So we know we are like other communities where seniors and seniors' children are saying we need housing for our parents. And Stratford is especially challenged because we know we are demographically one of the oldest communities in Ontario. So we continue to look for ways to service and care for seniors. We know that one in five individuals that are over 80 have some complex health issues. Sometimes three of four people have more than three complex issues. So it goes beyond just housing. And you know, so we need to provide that. The other piece that we need to provide, and I look at this as the start, the tipping point of a continuum of care, where we have a location where you might have housing that's a smaller housing that people can buy, then move into rental housing with some aspect of care, and then into long-term care. So we know that 1 in 13 Ontarians will be over 80 by 2040. So we can't wait any longer. So we're moving ahead. We know we are blessed with the Spruce Lodge with 128 beds, but we know there are also 384 people on a wait list for that location. Mm-hmm. And this location that we're talking about on Vivian Line is not the same with regards to the discussion around the possible long-term care beds at the Stratford General Hospital. I know I've had questions about that. So lots of work moving forward, but I think an important step by council moving forward with this on Vivian Line. We know the other option that was bantered about in our last session, council, was that at the GTR site, but this is where it's been settled on.
And we have further housing news that you want to pass along.
You know, housing and homelessness, you know, it's always been top of my list from my inaugural address, and it continues today. And we know that there's many different types and many different agencies that are going to help us successfully address homelessness and housing issues in our community. And you know, the one key theme as I talk to people is let's meet this challenge one at a time, one individual at a time. And so recently I met with two organizations trying to do their part for the solution or part of the solution. And I want to mention two of them this morning, and perhaps people can take them in, take an opportunity to check them out, and we'll provide some websites here. But Safe Haven and Home Sweet Home are encouraging residents to either open their home for a single unit, a built-in unit, or garden suites. And we are seeing more and more individuals that are saying, how can I play a part? Can I put something in my big backyard that can help address homelessness and housing? And so, you know, I bring the attention to individuals in our community to safehavenperth.org and info@homesweethome.org. Those will hopefully you can post on online here, but also the city. If you go to planning@stratford.ca, there's information there with regards to the bylaws and other rules and regulations around garden suites. And so, you know, go to that planning@stratford.ca site if you're interested, either that or reach out to the building and planning department. The other piece I want to mention is it's not just providing home, but it's developing the ability to be housed. And I shout out once again to the Connection Center. They provide food, they provide clothing, a place to wash, but also building that relationship and that opportunity to be housed, and a shout out as well to ShelterLink, who just hired Natasha Chadwick for their post-shelter housing and community connection. That's so important because it's not just where the youth are now, but where are they going to be in a year from now? Mm-hmm. And so a shout out. So lots of information there. Hopefully we'll get those email addresses posted or those websites posted for people to take a look, because it's going to take the city to help solve this problem.
We'll continue our conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma next hour right here, 107.1 CJCS.